Now, verse 3. To do righteousness and judgment is more acceptable to Jehovah than sacrifice. Well, here again we have that tremendous truth that you can go through a religious ritual. Now, remember that in the Old Testament, that sacrifice pointed to Jesus Christ. And our Lord, you remember how he denounced the religious rulers, the Pharisees. His language is withering. He blanched them. May I say to you, he scorched them. And he said what they were. On the outside, he says, you look like a beautiful monument. Inside, it's dead men's bones. You're like a pretty golden dish on the outside. Inside, why, there's never been a dishwasher that's cleaned the thing out. My, how he went after them, called them a generation of vipers. And God says, I'll have mercy and not sacrifice. God says, even the sacrifice of Christ will transform you. And if it doesn't transform you to bring good works, even at the same time, speaking of the fact that you're trusting Jesus when you're not trusting him. I tell you, this gets down, my friend, to the marrow and to the bone of our souls. And it's very important. Again, let me repeat what we said last time. If you were convicted of being a Christian and brought into court, would there be enough evidence to convict you? My, that gets to us, ought to. Verse 4, a high look and a proud heart, and the tillage of the lawless is sin. Now, a high look. Do you know that if you walked into church on Sunday morning and you see Ms. Jones or Mr. Smith, and you just turned your head, you know, so you wouldn't have to speak to them? I was in a group the other day, and there's a man there that has said some unlovely things about me. He acted as if he didn't see me at all. High look, proud heart, and the tillage of the lawless is sin. Now, may I say to you, that high look that you even gave in church, maybe nobody noticed it. Maybe the individual didn't pay any attention to it. But God did. And God said, you just well have gone out and got drunk. In my eyes, there's no difference between the two. It's just as bad. Of course, we don't measure it that way. Now he says the tillage of the lawless is sin. Now, anybody would say, you see that man out yonder plowing? My, he's an industrious man. And he ought to be merited, given a merit for that. God said that even that evil man with the evil heart, even when he's plowing, God says in his sight, it's sin. Now that means, sinner, you can't give anything to God. I ought to make it clear as we go along on this program, when we mention the fact that we depend upon listeners, we really mean Christians. I don't think God can bless a gift from any person who's unsaved at all. Years ago in Dallas, Texas, a brewery down there sent, I think it was $50,000 to a certain Christian school, sent another $50,000 to a certain college of another denomination, and then sent $50,000 to a hospital of another group. The college, I guess it was two schools, they returned it, and they would not keep it. They would not accept it from the brewer. The hospital did, and a comment was made on that, that they felt the colleges had done well in returning it. Why? Because God can't bless it. God can't use it. Now, today it may be that these institutions would have accepted it and kept it. I don't know. But in that day, the word was out that they didn't keep it at all. And I always felt that that was a very good thing. And have you ever noticed what God said to the nation Israel? Over in the 10th chapter, he said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, for I bear them record. They have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. Now, when you are going about to establish your own righteousness, God says it's sin. The righteousness of man is filthy rags in God's sight. That's what he says. And this is the demonstration of it.